Well, welcome to another Neil's Minutes. I hope that the background noise that's in the house from fans running isn't distracting. I had my last visit with the optician, the doctor, on my cataracts. Everything is good. Everything is taken care of. My vision is restored pretty much, but to see totally clearly, I'm still going to have to wear glasses. And that's what Jesus told me when I started this journey, is I need you to see clearly and you will. So it's been an interesting journey. I think that the Lord has taught me a lot of really incredible things about seeing spiritually and seeing in the physical. That's not about a sharp focus as much as it is seeing, really realizing what's going on and what I should have been seeing earlier from His eyes and from His heart. So it's been an interesting, very interesting time. The Lord, through this whole process, continually comes at me and tells me that because we are such knowledge-based people, when things happen, we start complicating them with our perceived ideas of where this should lead or what should happen as a result of, quote, this moment or event or thing that we hear comes. And Jesus just keeps telling me, you make it too complicated. We tend to take Christianity beyond the place of it being about intimacy individually and intimacy corporately. If we stayed with that, we would soon find out that He does have a plan, that we don't have to strategize, that we don't have to come up with ideas because of what He tells us, because He has the idea. That's why He told us. And it's been an interesting time of coming back to the simplicity of the message that always has been on my heart about the whole gospel is just about intimacy with the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And the whole thing of discipleship is so much simpler when we trust the Lord, because He will guide people into all truth. He will show them things to come. You know, He will take whatever it is that He puts in us to do or say to someone and make it into a holistic message that affects every area of their life. There is a place for, depending on the person, maybe there being better questions and a deeper answer for some. But for the most part, we take it upon ourselves and decide what they should have, what people should have when we become a part of their lives, rather than joining with them and letting the joint supply a revelation for the body that will then edify itself in love. That's found in Ephesians 4. So, the journey continually brings me back to just being love, just being, not man's love. When we say that in English, it's such a shallow word. You know, God's character is the definition of God's love, because He is love. And it's such an incredible reality that His character is whatever we need. He has. Whatever we are lacking, He has. You know, when I am weak, He is strong. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. I will make you wiser than the ancients because you trust me. There's just so much about the relationship that is revealed from cover to cover. And that's really what he's especially been talking to me today about when I'm, you know, he spoke to me and said, I need to see clearly and you will see clearly, he said. My scenario that I put out in front of that was my scenario. It didn't have anything to do with his scenario. And I'm finding that much of it really was not about perfection of vision in the spirit or in the physical, but it was about a moving our relationship to the place of a deeper perfection, in a sense, I guess you could call it. Although I think that word's wrong. A deeper level of trust and commitment. I find myself having conversations with Holy Spirit and with Jesus that I've forgotten how to do, you know, because I'm so involved with going deeper. And God just kept saying to me, you know, you're making this way too complicated. This is about a love relationship that is closer than a brother, that is like a husband and wife's communion together. And he says, I'm the one that authored it. So it takes a lot more stress off. It has taken a lot more of what has happened in the past few years and just brought it back to the simplicity of being who he calls me to be every day when I get up, depending on what's going on. You know, he knows I've got a job or I need to do it, and whatever it is he's going to ask me to do is going to be in line with the life that I need to live at this present time. So I am excited about it. I have some trips coming up, and I think now I know that there's going to be a lot more travel in my future again. So it's just exciting to me to have him bring me around this mountain back to the place where I planted flowers so many years ago when I started walking with him. Because I didn't want to go around the mountain and come back to nothing. So the flowers were significant to me because they're the foundation, in a sense, of our relationship, and they're always blooming. So with that, what would happen if we didn't have to have hype and we didn't have to pave our way into his presence with singing all the time, and we didn't have to always be sin conscious, that if we really trusted him, that if there's a problem between us, he will tell us? What would happen if we were really operated in the place of being sons and daughters of God? If sons and daughters don't worry or fear being out of sync with their dad, it's if they are, dad lets them know, and they either correct it or they rebel at it. But it is something that is simple. It is not a... I don't remember growing up ever being really conscious of always fearing that I'm in sin with my dad. You know, I'm in the wrong place with him. Even though there were times when we were, and I was, yet the consciousness and the horrendous pounding of it at my psyche, in a sense, never happened. And God keeps showing me that, too. You know, it's like that's one of the things that he showed me to bring me back to the simplicity of just loving one another and just being the natural, supernatural presence of God's love. You can't, if you walk in the simplicity of the relationship, you cannot avoid the miraculous. It's going to find you because you're walking in response to him. You're walking in relationship with him. You're walking in a trust in him. And I don't have to know everything. I don't have to have laid out, you know, God says, I want you to go to this city. Okay, so I need to sit down and plan what I'm going to do and strategize my visit to this city to make it really, truly optimal time spent there. Wrong answer. If Jesus asks you to go to a city, then he has the plan. And we need to trust that he has the plan. Instead of trying to make our own strategies, we need to go, okay, Lord, what is it that you have in mind? What do I need to have to start this trip with? He might just tell you simply pack your clothes and buy some gas and get on the road, you know, or whatever. But the simplicity of it is I don't have to take the responsibility of what is going to happen into my hands and show God how good I am and how I can make the right things happen. I get to trust him. And if he only wants to touch one person there, okay, that's cool. I'm good with that. So, blessings on everyone. Thank you so much for praying for me through these times. I really know this is the message of the future, and it's the simplicity of relationship individually and corporately. That just like he says in Ephesians, when two members come together, the joint supplies a revelation for the body that will build itself up then in love. So, hallelujah. As I'm sitting here saying that, I just get excited about hearing it. Yeah, God's on the move. We're coming to a darker time in the world, and the light is going to shine brighter. But it's also a place that if we're not walking in intimacy, we're going to be in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong message. Love to all. May his blessings overtake you and abound into your future. In Jesus' name.